Good morning. Welcome in. It's Friday. It's the end of the week edition of My Car Guru, and we say good morning to the car guru, Lenny Lawson.
You're so consistent. Can I ever tell you that, Timmy?
Well, consistency's good, I think, in a lot of different things.
I mean, your introduction is just like, it's always good, and it's always the same.
Well,
it's somewhat flattering at times.
Okay. I should probably change it
up. Mix it up a little bit.
I will.
Call me Lanny or something.
How about that? Hi, y'all. Welcome in. It's Friday.
That would be appropriate.
How about that?
Oh, I've got so many good things to talk about today. I'm so excited about my 1949 car hauler project, except I don't really still don't know what to call it. It's a 1949 Ford F4 body that has been completely stripped down to metal, sandblasted or bead blasted, and brought back, and it won't have a dent anywhere. I mean, those fenders are so prominent on that thing that if, and they're going to be painted black, so they got to be perfect. And the guy that I have been has been working on this for me, a guy named Glenn McKinney. He goes by Mickey, and he is like a unbelievable body man. And when it comes to working on car bodies, his body ain't so great, but the body, you know, he's an older guy about my age and just a master with his hands. He says, "Feel that?" I said, "No." He said, "You don't feel that dent?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, I do. I'm going to fix it too." But he feels things with his hands that I can't even, you know, recognize. But anyway, this truck body, you know, almost wish I'd cut the whole back of the truck off and made it an extended cab. That would have been really cool, but it would have cost a lot more money. And I would have had to find an extra frame. But it's going to have a 1949 Ford F4 body on top of a 2010 F450 chassis. Okay? So the chassis is modern, and the body is ancient, all right, but is being brought to new. So I've had to do some things to the body because I'm going to be hauling cars on it. Of course, the F4, the original chassis, which is the frame and all that, okay, 2010 model, had a diesel engine in it, okay, and had a 54-gallon fuel tank in the back of it. It was a rescue vehicle. It's not a rescue squad, but it was like a fire department rescue vehicle where they kept all their equipment and stuff. So it's been used, and I think it had about 150,000 miles on it, but, you know, it's solid as it can be. So anyway, I had this guy who was a listener, radio show listener, said he wanted to sell his Ford Thunderbird, and I said, "Well, I'll try to sell it for you." And it was a 1968 Ford Thunderbird with a 429 Thunderjet in it. Not a great engine, but a, you know, good engine, and had a C6 transmission in it. And so I tried to sell it. Didn't have any luck. The car was just rough. And so I thought I had it sold. I told him I had it sold. I even gave him the money for what I had it sold for, and then the guy backed out on me. So I'm stuck with a 68, ugly 68, light blue. You know, it would have been cool if it was all, but it just wasn't worth restoring or anything. It just had too many issues. So anyway, but the engine, no, that's a different story. So we did a compression test on the engine. We actually did a rebuild on the engine, okay? Didn't need it, but I just went ahead. And so my purpose was to use that engine as something. When I said, you know, why don't I just put that 429 in that truck project of mine? Now, what's the downside, Tim, of putting a big honking 429 1968 model engine into this truck project, which is going to be hauling cars? It's got this big, heavy flatbed. I haven't even got to that part yet. But what's the downside of putting an older engine like that in a what's going to be a modern vehicle?
Well, if you're using it for hauling, it might not have the towing capacity that you're
going to. That's right. So that's why we sent it to the engine builder and we put it on a dyno, because we needed to know how much torque and horsepower it had. Come to find out, it was enough, but only after I installed, took the old funky four-barrel carburetor off of it and put on a modern fuel injection system. Okay? So it's got a modern fuel injection. It's got serpentine belts. It's got factory headers. It's as modern as you can get an old cast iron engine like that. And we got the transmission rebuilt, and so it's going to have enough. The downside is it's going to be a gas hog. You know, I've had so many people look at me and say, "Why didn't you put a diesel engine? I mean, you're a Ford dealer. Just buy a diesel engine and put it in." Because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I wanted to put something vintage in that thing, and I may live to regret it, but it's going to have a 429 in it, and it's going to say 429 Thunder Jet on the side. Okay? So anyway, let's take our first break, and I'll come back and tell you what else we've done to this thing. It's going to be fun.
All right. We'll be right back. And we're back here on a Friday morning edition of My Car Guru, and it sounds like we're talking a little bit about a Frankenstein-type project.
You could call it that.
Yeah.
Which is going to be pretty, though. So anyway, we've got an engine. We've got a transmission. We've got a body that's being completely redone. I'm still going to have to choose my interior. I know what my colors are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've reconfigured the dashboard because I didn't want an old 1949 AM radio in it. So I'm going to have a very modern Kenwood radio in it with some decent speakers. I'm not really concerned about that. Just so as long as I can hear the Billy Graham channel and Fox News, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, and also the bridge. I like the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, of course, all the components, steering, is all going to be modern, you know, because I'm connected to a modern chassis. I got modern brakes, got four-wheel disc brakes, front and rear. I have dual rear wheels in the back. It was a heavy-duty vehicle before, but there was a problem, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't long enough.
Oh.
So what was I going to do with this? See, it's just like when somebody wants to buy a car. You got to say, well, how are you going to use your car?
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you as far as getting around and traveling? Are you going to go short distances, long distances? Do you going to have extra people back here? Do you carry stuff? You want to be able to go to Lowe's and buy stuff? You know, there's so many different things. How are you going to live? What's your life like with this vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
And then you match the right vehicle to them. Well, the life of this car hauler wasn't going to be very good if all I could haul on it was a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And not the modern Mini Cooper, but the original Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did, with the help of Ricky Parton and his fantastic hot rod shop that is a tenant of mine, and they're doing all of the bed and stretching and stuff, he says, Lenny, what we've done is we've measured a Mustang, a vintage Mustang. We've measured a Bronco. I have a 1970 Bronco. We measured your Corvair. We measured, you know, even that old Thunderbird that we took the body out of, that's about as long as any, that's going to be almost hanging off the end, but you won't be able to haul an F-150. I said, I don't care if I can haul an F-150 because I'll never be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We thought about turning it into a rollback, you know, have this old body with this modern, all this, you know what a rollback is, you know, where it'll slide down and actually slides back so you can pull vehicles up on top. I said, I don't want that. I want something that looks more vintage.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have built this body for me, and I've taken a lot of pictures of it. I ought to post them. Well, if you're a Facebook friend, then you can see it. If you want to become a Facebook friend, just tell me, you know, you listen to the radio show, and we'll bring you into the fam. Okay? But you can see all these pictures, and I'll put them on Gateway Ford's Facebook page as well, so you can see. But this bed, it's just, I've been blown away. You know, I really never around a lot. I've owned body shops, you know, my entire career, but I've never been around this kind of welding and seen this precision and the engineering and stuff. And this guy used to work at Miller Industries down in Greenville, which is they build wrecker bodies. And his name's Chris, and he has built this with the help of another gentleman that I've, an ex-military guy. I won't reveal any names right now, but they're, because I don't know that they would want me to, but they have taken this on as their project. They own this project. Mm-hmm. And you can tell it. I mean, I can feel the love. And this thing's got storage compartments in the side. It'll have ramps to pull out the back that I'll just open up this door and I'll pull these ramps out and set them up, you know, so that I can drive a car that even has a very low ride height, okay, ground clearance. Because that's a problem. Sometimes I might haul a Porsche. Or, you know, or an Alpha or something. Even my wife's Volkswagen is really, really low.
Yeah.
And what happens is if you have too many bends in it, then what happens is you can't load it without scraping the body, and then you have to build it up with wood and stuff like that. And that's unsafe. So they're making this thing very usable for me to take cars to car shows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what's going to be cool about this is when you call Gateway and we send this thing to your house to pick up your car, you know, because you want us to help you sell it, or you need us to fix it, or something like that. And somebody shows up with a 1949 looking truck with a beautiful bed and all this cool lights and stuff like that, and you're going to say, "Whoa, can I take a picture?" You know, but it is probably the most fun project that I have ever done, and I've restored a bunch of stuff. But these guys are so good. And you ever seen a Trek bicycle or a aluminum where they like aluminum and how they put the lugs together and how they weld it on an aluminum bicycle?
Yeah.
You know, where it just looks like it's scalloped. That's exactly what these guys did. I even down there taking pictures of their welds. I've never seen like it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how do you do that? And he says, practice, man, practice. You know, so it has been a wonderful experience. And my goal is to be able to drive it with a car on the back of it to the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, which is May 26th through like 28th. And so I told him, I said, guys, you've got to have this thing done by May 20th because I'm not doing the maiden voyage
mm-hmm.
on the way to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to do some checking out. But they're painting the body this week. It's going to be kind of a medium blue body. It's a traditional Ford color, kind of a medium blue. And I'm going to hand paint, not me, but I'm going to have somebody hand paint the names on the side of it where, you know, where it looks very vintage.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be hard to put that paint on top of that beautiful paint job of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But then the fenders will be black. The actual car hauling part of it will be blue. And it's got little, we've found some fenders, rear fenders off of a 1952 Ford F1.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to split those things in half and use them as the fenders for the rear wheels.
Mm. Okay.
So it's just going to be great. I'm so excited. Can you tell?
When you say paint the names on the side, what are you going
to
paint?
Hand paint. I'm going to put Gateway, or I might put Lawson.
Yeah.
Lawson something on there, just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm just going to put Gateway and then hand paint the Ford logo on there.
Okay.
And then underneath to put Greenville, Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah.
And then on the back side of the thing, I'm going to put Not for Hire. I think you have to do that. Wouldn't it be terrible to drive down to Florida, to Amelia Island, pull in one of those way stations, and they say, sorry, Mr. Lawson, but we're going to have to impound your truck.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you don't have a license to do this.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure all my licensing's good.
Got to have Not for Hire on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sorry about my enthusiasm and everything. I am excited about this particular vehicle, and some of you out there may not care, but, you know, this is the kind of passion that you need when you get ready to do a project. Because if you don't have the passion, you don't understand what you're getting into, you will lose steam and that thing will become a garage. It will become something that you stack boxes on in your garage.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it too often where people start a project and they start doing the body work and they say, oh my goodness, this is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have no idea what it takes to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting sanding all the time and doing all that stuff and yeah. not having the expertise and not getting the engine built. You know, if you want to get into the hot rod business, don't do a project, you know, just buy one that's already done, you know, so that you can immediately enjoy the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you really like, just need something to do and want to do it, just make sure you don't take on more than you can handle. And don't try to create a trailer queen because it gets really expensive when you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go ahead and live with the patina, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't over restore because if you do, you won't enjoy it because the only time you want to use it is when you go to a car show. And for me, there's no fun going to a car show, getting my lawn chairs out and sitting there and watching people walk by all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's a pretty car. Thank you. You know, that's just not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like to buy them and sell them, quite frankly. Buy them, restore them, and then find a new owner
mm-hmm.
and let them enjoy them. So anyway.
Flip them.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, let's see. We've got one more portion of My Car Guru to bring you. We'll do that right after this. We're back here. It's Friday morning as we talk on My Car Guru about very special restoration projects.
You know, if any of this interests you and you would like to see the inner workings of a restoration shop and just what you have to do to take a car down to its essentials
mm-hmm.
and then what it takes to bring it back, a little visit to Gateway Number 2, which is right between Powell's
mm-hmm.
and the Chevy dealership in Greenville,
mm-hmm.
on the, what would you call that, northeast side of Greenville?
Yeah.
Eastern side.
Yeah.
Towards Chucky,
mm-hmm.
Tusculum. You know, we're real close to Tusculum, mm-hmm. the big mm-hmm. city of Tusculum.
Mm-hmm.
And but just call me or send me a text, and I'll be glad to meet you someday. You know, it's... my phone number is 423 952-2020. I still got people that are listening to the show and they're calling the dealership to get me. They just don't think I'm serious, Tim.
Yeah. Heck, how in the world could he give his own personal cell phone number?
But I am serious because sometimes I don't get to my voicemail at the office because I have to come up here and do these radio shows with you. And so I don't get to my voicemail real quickly. But if it comes to my phone, you send me a text, I can help you and pull the history on a car for you. Or, you know, sometimes I delegate some of those tasks to, like, let's say that you said, you sent me a message and said, Mr. Lawson, I've got a 2011 Honda CRV with 140,000 miles on it, and it's got sunroof and leather. It's a ES model or EX model, whatever they call it. It's got all-wheel drive. Paint's good. Tires are good. Approximately, what is that vehicle worth? Then I will probably shoot that to my nephew, Max, and he'll pull the fast book on it. That's a program that we use to determine book values, and we'll be able to give you a good solid number that you can go shopping with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I need the information. I need to know more than it's a 19 or a 2011 something or other. Okay, we need the trim package that it has on, like if it's an LX, an ES, something like that. I need to know that. Mm-hmm. I need to know, you know, if you bought it new, send me a picture of the window sticker if you still have it. All this does is makes the offer more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, you know, if it's got any body damage, if it's, we can pull the history. We'll know whether it's had any, you know, reported crashes. But like I said on the show before, crashes are not always reported.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a pretty bad hailstorm in Greenville recently.
Yeah.
Did you get hit up here?
Yeah, it hit pretty bad in some areas, pretty close to
and
it.
So, you know, I need to know if it has any hail damage. I need, you know, and sometimes we'll ask for pictures and more information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you buy a house without walking through it and checking it out? And,
I would.
Looking, making sure the gutters are good and, you know, foundation's good and stuff. Well, the same thing with a car. I mean, we've got to evaluate, but we've got to have the information. So are the tires good? I mean, how much tread's left on the tires?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any regular maintenance? If it's close to 60,000 or 100,000, whenever the timing belt's due to be changed, has the timing belt been changed? You know, because that's anywhere from $250 to $500 to change a timing belt on one. If it has a rubber timing belt. So these are I'm throwing some complications at you, but that's just what I need in order to be 100% accurate to help you with the transaction. But I encourage folks. I mean. You don't have to call me. If you know how to text, you can text me at my number, 423-552-2020, and I'll help you out. Or you can send me an email if you want to. What's the best email? Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E, Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N, 2020, at gmail.com. That's LennyLawson2020 at gmail. And I get, typically, if you call the operator, they'll leave me a note and they'll put it on my desk because they know I don't like to use the voicemail at the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't have anything else to do. Just, you know, so send me a message. But, you know, it's handy. It's available and you might as well take advantage of it. So I encourage people when it comes to, it's almost the same rule. Are we good on time?
Yeah, about a minute.
It's almost the same rule about buying an old car as buying an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, unless you know for a fact that you're going to use it and you understand all the pitfalls. I was going to do a show on why to not buy an RV.
Mm-hmm.
And I love camping. Don't get me wrong. And I love, you know, Crowder Automotive and A&L and all those people. But too many of the wrong people with the wrong motives buy an RV and they regret it, and that thing ends up becoming a yard display piece
or something for the grandkids to play in.
But they depreciate so fast, and you just got to make sure that you're committed to the camping lifestyle, because a lot of people don't like to go to the handle the sewer part of it, you know. And if you're new to that, then you aren't going to like it, you know, unless you are totally, you know, in on it and you understand what's involved there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the setup and stuff like that is a big pain. But then, you know, you look at the car restoration thing, same thing. I mean, if you don't know what you're getting into, don't get into it, you know, because it's just not worth it. Buy a car that's finished. Just make sure you're buying the right car. We had a guy buy one at, not Barrett Jackson, Mecum Auction. And it spent 4 weeks in the shop at Parton's Hot Rod Shop getting problems fixed. I bet it cost an extra $10,000 to fix that car.
Mm.
And he paid big money for it at Neakum, so you don't want to do that either.
Yeah. All right, words of advice, as always, from the guru, Lenny Lawson. That'll do it for this Friday edition for this week. And we will visit with you again on Monday on My Car Guru.